Welcome to Family Policy Matters, an engaging and informative weekly radio show and podcast produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Hi, this is John Rustin, president of NC Family, and we're grateful to have you with us for this week's program. It's our prayer that you will be informed, encouraged, and inspired by what you hear on Family Policy Matters, and that you will feel better equipped to be a voice of persuasion for family values in your community, state, and nation. And now here is our host of Family Policy Matters, Tracy DeVette Griggs.
Thanks for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. How should parents respond in light of increasingly concerning material being taught in our public schools across the country? Well, Alvin Louie is president of Courage is a Habit, an organization that creates tools and strategies for parents and legislators to take action in defending our children from what he calls radical child-abusing ideologues. He provides examples for the kinds of things parents should watch out for and some ideas on how to respond. Alvin Louie, welcome to Family Policy Matters.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. Well, first of all, talk about what you discovered when you moved from California to rural Indiana in hopes of a better environment for your kids.
Well, the same things that destroy California are in not just Indiana, but in all the other 50 states. So it's not a red or blue state thing when it comes to education. Certainly red states obviously run better, less crime and those type of things, better quality of life, taxes go to the right places. But when it comes to education, parents confuse that by thinking, oh, I'm in a red state, it's okay. And a lot of the things that destroy California, starting at the education system, has already been planted in our K-12 system throughout the country.
You also say that what is happening in our schools, and we'll get into more specifics on what that is in a moment, but you said it's similar to what your family saw happen in China. Now, that's concerning, to say the least. Explain why you say that.
The education system right now is governed by a Trojan horse mental health program called social emotional learning, or SEL. You'll hear me refer to it as SEL. And social emotional learning sounds very good to parents, but it's based on a Marxist ideology. It's covered under, it's about managing emotions. It's covered under diversity, inclusion, equity, which is what we call DIE, D-I-E. But it has Marxist roots, and it's about creating social justice warriors, or classically it's called revolutionists. And my great-grandfather ran from China, communism. Most people today in America, probably under 30, don't realize that communism was not always in China. It came to China, honestly, not that long ago. And it came through what was Mao's Red Guard. And the Red Guard was made of young people, college age and under, who was weaponized to take over the country and bring in communism. And that's exactly what our current education system is doing, is creating revolutionists. You see this already in the Black Lives Matter riots. You see it in the way the transgender cult has weaponized children. You see it in speech thought policing. And those listeners that are listening to you right now know, oh, I can't say this. I can't say that. Oh, I better not say that. I'm going to be called this. I better go take that anti-racism training at work, or otherwise people are going to think I'm a fill in your blank. That is the Marxist brainwashing at work. And that's part of the process of how communism came to China.
Wow. So do you think this is their intent, or are they well-meaning and not realizing what they're doing?
Oh, no, it's 100% intentional. This is not a whoopsie, I can't believe we got here. No, this is 100% intentional. And there are plenty of resources out there that shows that this is completely intentional. It's been a 50, 60 year plan to take over education. They've slowly been dumbing down our generations. So, for example, parents today have no idea what their rights are. And they certainly don't know what their children's rights are, which is why the education system can come in and take over children's minds and hearts and stonewall parents. Because parents, they themselves have been dumbed down. So no, this is completely intentional. I can recommend one of the books that every parent should read is a book called The Marxification of Education, The Marxification of Education by James Lindsay. And he covers that pretty well. If we're talking about modern indoctrination over, let's say, the last 10 or 11 years, what we feel today with social-emotional learning, we provide a lot of tools on courageisahabit.org that breaks that down for people.
You apparently bought a ticket to attend the American School Counselor Association, I'm assuming, to go in and find out for sure what was being taught to those counselors. That was a move that was not really appreciated, especially when you whipped out a tape recorder. Talk a little bit about why that was so controversial.
Let's back up for a second for those your audience may not know. So there's an organization called the American School Counselor Association, and they have a chapter in all 50 states. And they are the organization that provides the training and the mission objectives and the standards for school counselors in K through 12. Most parents still believe they're called guidance counselors. You remember those guidance counselors? The sweet lady we saw maybe once in our 4 years of high school, they're no more. There's no such thing as a guidance counselors. At least, I mean, even if they call themselves that, their mission is completely different. They're called school counselors. And they are the largest and the biggest purveyors of the transgender cult. They push critical race theory ideology. And we wanted to show parents that this is not a rogue school counselor or isolated incidents. We wanted to show that this is a complete systemic mission objective of the school counselors. So last year in July, they had their annual conference, and we got access to the conference, and we recorded most of their training, their sessions, PowerPoints, their handouts, you know, everything that you would get if you go there. And since then, we've also recorded external webinars. We've gotten their certifications, the questions and the certification exams that they put their folks through. And if everybody goes to courage2thehabit.org and click on school counselors, you'll see just a small tidbit of what we pulled and what we found. And it's exactly what we said. They are the largest purveyors of the transgender cult. School counselors have access to children who are vulnerable. And instead of helping them be closer to their parents, their mission is to put children on the transgender train. Their mission is to keep secrets from parents. This is why you see across the country, red or blue states, there are policies in schools that keep transgender secrets from parents. And the way they teach their counselors is the parents are unsafe and abusive. So the parents don't know, the counselors know better. They're those safe ones. This is why for parents listening out there, the word safe is thrown around so much in school. They're saying that parents are unsafe and abusive if they don't succumb to the transgender delusion. So they're redefining the word safe and abuse so that they can separate the children from the parents.
Are the public schools too far gone? I mean, obviously, not everybody can afford to either homeschool or send their kids to a private school. What do you think is the prognosis?
Well, I would say that even a lot of private schools have been taken over by this Marxist ideology, this critical race theory, transgender ideology. They're not separate things. I want everyone to understand that the critical race theory push to say that America is oppressive and there's an oppressive model, that is not separate from the transgender ideology. That's not separate from the pornography in schools that a lot of parents are seeing. They all are related. It's all in an effort to sexualize a child, brainwash the children, separate them from their families, because again, you have to do that in order to create revolutionists, just like Miles Redgard. So to answer your question, it's not just, are the public schools too far gone? The question should be, is destruction of our country too far gone? Because to say that these public schools too far gone would indicate that you can run from it, and you cannot. You're right. A lot of people cannot homeschool, okay, or for private school, even if you can find a private school that doesn't do this. So the question is America too far gone? And I would have to say, of course not. But here's the big but. If parents and citizens continue to be afraid of labels, I don't want to be called racist, I don't want to be called a bigot, a transphobe. If you are afraid of that, if you make fear a habit, if fear is the habit that you go to, then yes, then it is too late. Then we are far gone. So it's never too late to fight. But there's going to be a point, like in China, like Cuba, like Venezuela, that it will be a tipping point where you can't just fight with your words. It will be violence. Now you're in a very different situation where we see in history. So I encourage every parent, every citizen, whether you have kids in school, out of school, no kids at all, you have to start standing up wherever you are. You have to start taking risk and standing up, because if you're not happy with the way the country is going, it's because you have stayed silent for too long.
Okay, so talk about that, because I interviewed someone a few weeks ago and we were talking about social media and how social media is dominated by these two extremes on both sides. And actually, their ideologies are quite similar in many ways. And those nice people in the middle are just being quiet because they're just polite. They don't want to enter into the fray. I think I'm hearing you say that we've got to be more vocal.
there's no such thing as I don't want to get into the fray. So someone goes, I don't want to speak up, I don't want to get into the fray, but can you say no to anti-racism training at work? Can you go and say a man can't get pregnant? Can you say that? If you cannot say that, if you're afraid to say that, then you're not in a fray. You already got sucked up into it. So when a Marxist ideology comes for a country, okay, when socialism comes for a country, there's no such thing as the middle. There's no such thing as I don't want to be in the fray. Because if you do not stand up, they will pull you into a side. And usually it's the dominant side that we see today, which is the leftist ideology. So I want people to understand there's no such thing as staying out of it because your life will be impacted. I'll give you an example. I don't know if your listeners or you realize, but the Biden administration recently passed a policy that says typically if you have good credit, you have better mortgage rates, right? But you are now being punished for having good credit. You're actually paying like a 0.5% more than someone with low credit. Why? Because of equity, because the country's racist and we need to have equity. We need to help the people with low credit scores, not their fault. So they get the benefit to help pull them up. And if you have good credit, oh, because you're privileged and now you're going to pay a little bit more. So that's just a small example of whether you think you stay out of the fray or not. It doesn't matter. You will be impacted because of concepts like equity, like inclusion. Those are all weaponized things.
I don't want to run out of time before we give you an opportunity to talk about what we can do, because it sounds like you have some ideas and some resources that you provide on your website for parents who are hearing this and alarmed and want to get involved in some way.
Courage is a Habit is a nonprofit that focuses not only on the education of parents and empowerment, but we focus on action. Because if you tell people the problem, but you don't tell them what they can do about it, then what you're doing is you're creating outrage with no outlet. And that creates hopelessness. So every parent that has kids in school, I want them to do just two things. This is literally something every parent can do. If you don't know what's going on, but you know there's something wrong, here's the first thing I want you to do. Go to courageisahabit.org and go under tools. And under tools, you will see something called the 10 questions every parent should ask. Now, there's two parts. There's volume one and volume two. Pick one of them, doesn't matter. And in that volume, we teach you how to use those questions to find out what's in your children's schools. Don't take my word for it. I want you to go find out. We teach you how to ask the questions. You don't ask all 10 and then go find out. The second thing I want parents to do that know a little bit more is I want you to go to courageisahabit.org and click on SEL surveys. Okay? SEL surveys. The best thing that every parent can do if you do nothing else is to get your children out of data mining. Your children are being surveyed and data mined. Don't worry about what the questions are. It's what they do with the answers. They manipulate the answers to justify more social justice activism policies, more transgender policies, more critical race theory policies, white privilege, all that stuff. So the best thing you can do is to get three or four other parents together, fill out the opt-out form that I gave you, our attorney wrote it, and opt your children out of these surveys. Okay. If you go to SEL surveys, you can click on any one of those resources. We explain to you what the surveys do, how they manipulate it. We explain all that to you. And at the end of each of those tools is an opt-out form. Fill one out for each child, and you have to fill it out every year. Okay. It's not like you fill out once and it's good for 12 years. That's it. Do those two things. If you don't know anything else, do those two things.
Talk a little bit more, Alvin, Louie, about where our listeners can go to access the resources, perhaps your web address, and anything else, any other resources that you would like for them to access besides the ones you've already mentioned.
Absolutely, absolutely. So courageisahabit.org is our website, and we've got tools that are created just for the average parent. You can also follow us on either Twitter or Instagram or YouTube. We do YouTube live streams once in a while, so it gives me a chance to talk to people. You know, my team works very, very hard on all the stuff that we put out. All our socials is at Courage Habit. That's at Courage Habit. The website is courageisahabit.org. Our social is at Courage Habit. We are a nonprofit, so any support you give us, whether you share our tools, print it out, take it to the school board, take it to meetings with your principal, or you donate to us, every dollar goes right back to our fight. It helps me keep my team intact so we can continue putting tools out for you wonderful, wonderful people.
Thank you very much. Alvin Louie with Courage is a Habit. Thank you so much for being with us today on Family Policy Matters.
You've been listening to Family Policy Matters. We hope you enjoyed the program and plan to tune in again next week. to listen to this show online, and to learn more about NC Family's work to inform, encourage, and inspire families across North Carolina, go to our website at ncfamily.org. That's ncfamily.org. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless you and your family.